Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 175, Epoch.
Item: a stubborn lamp. Approximately a foot and a half long, stand made of discolored brass with a crude fleur-de-lis pattern and slightly melted at base. Shade constructed from satin, original color impossible to discern due to assorted stains, likely blood, oil, and paraffin wax. The bulb is imprinted with the words, "Long Life," despite appearing to contain a standard tungsten filament. There is a long, thin crack that runs the length of the bulb, and it is remarkably easy to cut yourself on the thin glass. With the vacuum compromised, it should be impossible for the light to turn on. The power cable is severed, about 3 inches from the base of the stand, and writhes like a beheaded snake. There is nothing in this place to power it. Despite all of this, a thin and sickly glow can be seen from underneath the lampshade, an irregular, pulsing light that casts rotten shadows on the piles of detritus and clusters of ash and bone that surround it. Where its sputtering illumination falls, the color drains from everything, leaving nothing but a faded gray. It cannot survive, but still it clings to its existence, destroying everything around it. It smells like death. Leah's fingers are worn and dry, their color painfully faded, save for a streak of scarlet that drops from her cut fingers as she furiously scribbles her findings into the notebook. The pages tear with the frenzy of her writing as she desperately tries to keep her thoughts alive. Fauna. A mouldering seagull. Larger than any related specimen to be found before the Anthropocene age, this bird has been rendered flightless by the tightly woven plastic netting that winds around and around its torso, digging into the skin beneath the feathers and bulging over the strange lumps and tumors that cover it. Its feathers have turned an oily black, and its vestigial eyes are pale and sightless, relying instead on the sounds its prey makes as they traverse the noisy junk piles of the discarded landscape. Its beak has become hard, and its edges are serrated, allowing it to tear apart the tin cans and hard plastics that shield its food with ease. Its legs are long and many jointed, allowing it to move across the uneven ground, and its throat is blocked with concrete, preventing it from crying and letting it move among the ruins in